Hey everybody, Josh here to the World Alternative Media here, and you won't believe this. Well, maybe you will, because it's just so unbelievable. But in this day and age, we are seeing stories like this all the time. Yes, another barge crashed into a bridge. I mean, it was just a week ago that I said, "Hey, this is a psyop. They're going to do this more. It's a false flag cyber attack. It's pretty obvious." Then we see this happen: a large barge crashed into the Arkansas River Bridge, causing damage to both the ship and the bridge pillar. And this is in Sallisaw, Oklahoma. You could see the video of part of the crash here. As cars drive over the bridge, we see the barge smash into the pillar. And again, we are seeing this now, what, on a weekly basis? I mean, people were laughing about the idea of, oh, well, yeah, like it's a cyber attack. But we clearly saw evidence of a cyber attack in the Baltimore Bridge collapse, which has killed a whole bunch of people. So we're going to kind of go into this latest news and more with you today, as well as what the end goal is, because we have the World Economic Forum basically openly saying that these things are going to continue to happen this year. I unfortunately have to believe them. But before we get into that and much more, my friends, I urge people, as always, to get prepared for what they're doing there. This is an assault on the supply chain. This is an assault on the grid. This is all part of a plan to replace a system with a new system. Go to heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, WAM, and you get 5% off on your order. Plus, of course, you get free shipping to the United States. So this is one of the main ways to stay independent, so you aren't dependent on their social credit, carbon credit system on a CBDC, where they decide what food rations, poisonous food rations at that, you are allowed to have. This is an opportunity to get prepared now and win the fight for humanity over the course of this reset that they are forcing down our throats right now. I also urge people to go and check that link for firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can buy physical gold and silver today with Mark Gonzalez. You get a free consultation and you get a complimentary investors package. I urge people to do this so you aren't dependent on the CBDCs in your bank account. You actually have physical gold. Again, you could get it put in safes. You can also carry it at home, and you can roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. Go to the comment section when you sign up and just let them know that you found them at World Alternative Media or WAM. And we all very much appreciate that. Now, let's get into this. So, the latest news is that something we saw just 1 week ago is happening again. A barge crashes into a bridge. Luckily, this time, no one was killed that we know of. But again, why would this happen twice in a week? Now, the obvious example is that this is a psyop meant to normalize the idea of, infrastructure collapsing, normalize DEI, normalize cyber attacks, normalize all these things to create a new layer of fear on top of something that they are, of course, scripting out and faking. CNN is saying things like how the Baltimore Bridge collapse spawned a torrent of instant conspiracy theories. Yeah, well, except for there is so much evidence that what we saw was a cyber attack. When that barge crashed into the bridge in Baltimore, all the lights suddenly go out, which is something that we see a lot in cyber attacks on boats. And then suddenly it steers way off course and smashes into the bridge, collapsing the whole structure of the bridge and killing a bunch of people at the same time and destroying shipments and making it a logistical nightmare, not just to clean up, but also to ship goods and services, through the sea. This was a Singaporean boat, of course, called Dolly. Well, Fox News says Baltimore Bridge collapse draws comparisons to Obama-produced film about cargo ship cyber attack, Leave the World Behind, produced by for Netflix by Barack and Michelle Obama, compared to Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. It is very similar because in the movie, it's a cyber attack boat and it crashes up on shore, and it's a barge, of course. It's predictive programming. They tell you what they're going to do before they're going to do it. And why did Obama get involved in a movie involving a giant cyber attack that creates an apocalyptic environment? And basically either independence or dependence, you get to choose that. And of course, this is what they're planning for all of us. I mean, they want a collapse of the grid. They want all these things to have an excuse to bring in the new version of their grid. Jimmy from Bright Insight shared this. Container ships easy to hack, track, send off course, and even sink security experts say. This is an article from June 5th, 2018. Oh, but apparently this is impossible. It's all just a conspiracy theory. CNBC wrote back in 2022, hackers can bring ships and planes to a grinding halt, and it could become much more common. Yes, the normalization is there. Jimmy says, well, at least the cyber attack conspiracy theory has already been debunked. He says that, of course, facetiously. This is just so obvious that I just don't know how much more I can add to it other than show you some more evidence, of course. It's they want to create an environment of fear. They want to destroy the current grid and replace it with a new one, which is more tyrannical and based in 50-minute cities, CBDCs, carbon credits, social credits, etc. Alt Market says, of course, and I've had this sitting in my tabs for a while now. From trucker boycotts to grid down, there's only one way to survive a food crisis. It goes into, if there is one reality that Americans need to accept, it's that every system has a breaking point and there are no exceptions. Human beings are built to adapt, and this has given us incredible resilience, but also means we have a tendency to wait too long to fix the parts of our society that are broken. Instead, we let the problems build and fester until, sadly, the final straw falls and everything comes crashing down. Sometimes this collapses by chance, and sometimes it's by design. In either case, the catalyst is the same. The public does not prepare, and they don't take action to correct the people creating the crisis until it's too late. In our modern era of invasive technology, economic weakness, nuclear weapons, and biowarfare, this is an unsustainable model. We can no longer ignore threats of instability in the hopes that they will go away or that governments will defuse the danger. Nor can we simply pick up the pieces over and over again and after each calamity. There may come a time when the mess is so big we won't be able to clean it up. People must plan ahead, and they must stop tolerating the notion of passive involvement in the mechanisms that influence their lives and the future. This is something I wanted to mention here, this article, because this is exactly what I'm saying. We have most people just sitting apathetically, sitting on their hands. Look, people who have too much hope sit on their hands because they think someone's going to come and save us. People who have too little hope sit on their hands because they think there's nothing they can do. I always tell people to get, bridge it by going in the middle, because there is hope. There is also, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And they are basically telling us about their Tower of Babel that they're building. Like World Economic Forum Global Cybersecurity Outlook 2024 talks about how, there's a huge impact of emerging technologies, and we could see more cyber attacks in the year 2024. This is also from the World Economic Forum. A cyber attack with COVID-like characteristics. See how they are writing this and normalizing it. Of course, the United Nations last year said they could lock down any country in the world they want. They can bring complete emergency controls over everyone. If there is a war, an economic collapse, we're seeing both of those. Of course, we're seeing what they call a climate catastrophe, which of course is nonsense, but that is what they claim. Another pandemic, they said, an alien invasion, a black swan event. Cyber attacks are one of the things on the list of what the United Nations said they can lock down the world in 2024 over. Weird. Or perfectly normal, because this is exactly what they do. They tell us what they're going to do before they do it. And I'm seeing so many other things from the World Economic Forum on this subject matter. I go to the next article here from February 22nd, 2024. Three trends set to drive cyber attacks and ransomware in 2024. They are normalizing this. They're putting it in our face. They're getting us ready to expect it, and they want to blame the wrong culprits. Of course, it's going to be China or Russia or one of these countries, or it's ISIS terrorists, which are just CIA and Mossad. They will literally go to any length to make you think it's that guy over there, and then the other side will say, oh, it's that guy over there. They clash together, and we don't even realize they're both working together to overthrow and overhaul the system, to create a new system that's even more tyrannical, more like a Logan's Run scenario, technocratic and extremely intrusive. It's anti-human, the whole idea. And it says ransomware attacks saw a sharp increase once again in 2023. AI and the increase in mobile connected devices provide further areas of vulnerability. Excuse me. For cyber criminals to exploit. Early detection can reduce the cost of breaches up to a thousandfold. Don't mind me, I still have the remnants of a cold. This is so blatant. They are telling us what they're going to do. They're laying out the essentially the red carpet for this. Another article out of the World Economic Forum says China outlines new plans for industrial cybersecurity and other cybersecurity news to know this one. So they're building a massive new cybersecurity network where, of course, they can hack other countries and they can keep further security for themselves. But that is just part of the blueprint of them moving from the West to the East and the new order that they're creating based in technocracy, which, by the way, China was propped up years ago by, Kissinger meeting with Mao Zedong. Of course, the creation of the Trilateral Commission. They've been working to make China a guinea pig state for a long time. And that's why I find it interesting that they mentioned COVID, because, of course, they utilized China as a testing ground for zero COVID policies. And then that turned into what is now 15-minute cities, which are being rolled out in real time across the board, with some places literally making those restrictions apparent now, where if you don't do certain things, you can't leave your neighborhood in some places. And again, I'm doing my documentary on 15-minute cities. I urge people to go and donate to that gogetfunding.com campaign in the description if you want to. I've been in Oxford. I've been inside a 15-minute city. I stayed there for about 3+ weeks, and I saw it myself. This is a real thing, and most people just feel helpless about this. And all they have to do is they could do like that Obama movie, Leave the World Behind. They could manipulate the grid in such a way as to enslave us out of just basic dependence, because there's no food, there's no energy, all the computers are gone. And then they come in with their new intrusive system that is more has more surveillance and more control and more centralization in order to fix the problem, quote unquote. But really, what it is problem, reaction, solution, repeat for eternity, the Hegelian dialectic. And of course, it is based in false flags. The US government is attacking themselves. The Israeli government is attacking itself. The Ukrainian government and the Russian government both are attacking themselves. They're creating a crisis, and they cannot let the crisis go to waste. They are getting order out of chaos here, and this is enormously important to understand. I have my laptop way on a bed in this hotel here, so it's kind of hard for me to reach and look at the camera at the same time. But we see things like this at endoftheamericandream.com. China now possesses neurostrike weapons that have the ability to directly attack or control brains. Again, this is the reality we're facing. They already look, I'm going to sound really crazy for a second, but I don't care, because I just think I believe it to be the truth. So when I was researching, of course, Moderna, their patents years ago, I found that the Moderna master patent, which is from 2018, which is over the overhead over the injections, said itself that it's organic and inorganic materials that are put into the bloodstream, and they could be remote controlled by mechanisms outside of the body. So you have remote controlled robots in your bloodstream. That never goes wrong in the movies. This is something that I'm concerned about, because now at the same time, they're doing these grid down scenarios, destroying the supply chain, starving people out, destroying the grid, starving, which also starves people out, because then the food can't get places, destroying the property market. So you will own nothing and you will be happy, as Klaus Schwab says. And of course, destroying the economy to shift from the dollar to the BRICS world reserve currency system, all the while, creating an environment of cyber attacks and all these, things that are happening that we're seeing on the internet. It all connects in one big circle, and they come in with their new solution. And I really believe that what we're witnessing right now is a major. Remember, Klaus Schwab said himself, China is a role model for the Great Reset. So now you have neurostrike weapons. Could they be now wanting to attack you right in your brain? I mean, the CIA was bragging on video last year in a course, public, by the way, into a class with a bunch of CIA trainees, talking about how they're using weapons in the streets to make people think they're crazy or being followed, or make people feel schizophrenic, symptoms of schizophrenia, make people go crazy, make people kill themselves, make people brain bleed. And then if they say it's a government, people just think they're crazy and put them in an asylum. I mean, that's a real thing the CIA says they are doing and have been actively doing to innocent people on the street. And China possesses this new neurostrike weapon. And remember what happened in Cuba years ago at the consulate, when suddenly everyone had brain bleeds and strokes and all, seizures and all this stuff because of a high pitched frequency. I mean, these are very real possibilities on the horizon. And so when I see these things come out of China, again, that is just a shift to the New World Order. It's not the Chinese government specifically. It is the move into the Chinese style technocracy. And I think this is how they're developing it. And again, they have to destroy all the supply chain, the energy grid, the housing market, the economy, the morale of the public, and push transhumanism with trans kids while going to war and pushing eugenics, all while, attacking the things that people become dependent on, which is, the internet. And then you end up with a new internet and the CBDC system. Remember, all these websites have been going down simultaneously lately. And that CBDC system has carbon credits and social credits on it, based in 50-minute cities on unified ledgers, which is what the United Nations and what most major think tanks around the world are saying they're going to do, and governments as well, based on government grocery stores, like what they want to do in Chicago. Sounds Soviet to me, but it's, technocracy is based in the Soviet Marxist mentality. But then, you create this whole system of dependence, and you have grid down scenarios. You could just ease into the new technocratic system as a solution to a problem that they created in the first place, and then you have everyone enslaved on their knees, and boom, guess who is going to survive? Those that have prepared, those who've fought back, those who have seen through the charade, those who see that the massive increase, by the way, and I should show this on the screen because it's pretty interesting. Just bear with me for a second. The massive explosion in diseases in animals right now, if I can find it, one moment. It's somewhere here. I have a million tabs open as I usually do. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so let's see. Increase that, put that on the screen. This is independent media, not pharma-funded media, so we're not as quick to the point as we could be. But of course, I'm in a hotel room, with my laptop on my bed and my camera on a tripod holding my desk mic. So this is the reality of independent media in 2024. Everyone else has been, well, we've all been basically demonetized and screwed. But this is from SHTF Plan. It says a mystery illness spreading among cattle has been identified, and it isn't good news. They're saying that there's a mass death of cattle, both from fires and disease. Interesting, that's happening at the same time. All while we see these cyber attacks, all while we see the infrastructure collapse, all while we see all these things, to me, it is clear that the motive is to collapse all the things people are dependent on in order to replace it. And it's all by design. And of course, people will say, well, how could the US allow, the Eastern nations and BRICS alliance to take over? Because they are committing suicide. It's part of the agenda to build the new Tower of Babel, which is based in technocracy, which you need a model based on China to do, not the United States, where there's still, at least the idea of independence to some degree, where people still feel very strongly about that. When you take away all the things that they're dependent on, most of those people will get on their knees and beg for help from the government when all their money's in the bank and all their food is from the grocery store. So, I mean, that's a real thing. And look what they're doing in China. They're ripping up any small rural communities and forcing people into high rises in 15-minute cities. I reported on it recently. They're digging up the roads, ripping apart the asphalt and the concrete to force people that are on farms into these 15-minute cities. That is coming to a place near you soon. That is after the fact that they first absolutely devastate every major Western city first and starve people out so they beg for food, which is going to be mRNA food and bugs and stuff like that. The World Economic Forum, like I said, tells you what they're going to do ahead of time. But then eventually they move into the next phase, which is going after rural communities in a way that they haven't yet before. They have for a long time, but I mean, not to this extent. Ripping up the road, saying you can't travel, you can't move around this place until you get up, leave your home that might be many generations of your family there, and move to the city into a high rise for convenience, because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience, my friends, and that is the agenda that they're pushing here. So again, the solution means that it's not going to be as convenient, but it's the right way to go. And I urge people, again, as always, in the face of this control collapse of civilization and this attack on humanity, be more human, be more independent, be more responsible. This is how you do it. Go to heavensharvest.com. And again, for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, there's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order. And of course, you get free shipping to the U.S. This is incredibly important. And waiting until it's too late is one of the most detrimental things a human being can do, because you will lose your humanity to this new world order if you are not prepared and if you do not have things put away and put to the side. And speaking of like poison food, there's solutions to the poison foods as well. We have Wild Pastures. You get 20% off for life. It's linked in the description. $15 off your first box. 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. All raised on regenerative farms in 48 U.S. states. Delivered to your door, temperature-controlled. No mRNA, no GMOs, no hormones, steroids, antibiotics, feedlots, pesticides, or any other chemicals. And again, you're helping support local farmers, and then you are supporting yourself. You are saving money, and you're not getting poisoned by the stuff that they are giving you in stores. So really, really good move for all of you out there. I urge people to go and check that out. Again, these are just solutions. I barely make anything off of any of these. The whole idea of all this is to make sure that those of you watching, I'm not just complaining about things and then leaving you, you know, high and dry. I want you guys to have solutions and take the solution seriously. So we have firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can get an appointment with Mark Gonzalez. Make sure it's Mark Gonzalez. He's a freedom fighter, a very smart guy. Buying physical gold and silver today. You can also get it in a vault if you want. And of course, you get a free consultation when you schedule that appointment, a complimentary investor package. All you have to do is say in the comments that you found them at World Alternative Media. I urge people to do that, so you aren't dependent again on the bank accounts, which is one of the number one ways people are dependent these days, unfortunately. So we have lots of options. We have, of course, Lion Energy, where you can get batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you aren't dependent on the government grid. If you use our link, you save money and you get free shipping. So definitely recommend people do that. Almost no one has almost ever got anything from there through our link. So that's what I mean. This isn't of us making money. No one actually buys anything from here, but I want to continue putting it out there because I hope that someday people do take this seriously and do actually go and purchase one of these things to have a backup. We have madtravnutrition.com, where you can, of course, get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You can use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save money. You can also get Manuka honey there, and you can get mushroom tinctures. So I urge people to go and check that out. Of course, we have rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Again, you can use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save money. I think this is one of the most important links that we have, and I could see the reaction from a lot of people, because people really like our interviews with John Richardson. We had one just last week on Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis and the normalization of cancer in society. I think this is a really good one for people to go check out. So make sure to check that in the links below. And as always, thank you to anyone who can help support us in any way over at our gogetfunding.com campaigns. We literally could not survive without you guys. You guys are heroes, and we've been through bankruptcy and back and back to bankruptcy again many times in the last year because of our 50-Minute City documentary, which did not go as planned, but we are working on it and we will get it out. And we're doing a second phase of that filming right away in the UK. And of course, we got hit by legal issues. And so any help is very much appreciated. We have two gogetfunding.com campaigns linked below. And you guys are the only thing keeping us up and running and allowing us to be able to continue to bring information to you on a regular basis. So anyway, I appreciate it. Gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins, which I think are the most important. Of course, we have a Teespring store with merchandise, and you can find us on many different platforms, obviously. Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media, as well as Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for, of course, Spotify, where we were banned. I appreciate everyone watching. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And until next time, live by example, live freely always. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.